Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi everyone, it's Sharon.
It's Tammy.
And it's Beatrice. And guys,
if you clearly aren't seeing a little something that I'm holding in my hand, and I'm sure you guys would have seen already by looking at the title and thinking, who the heck are you?
What the heck?
I don't know, y'all. Yeah, what have we done with BTS?
Like, BTS is dead and gone,
it's dead and gone. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
But cheers.
I was actually thinking now we should have pulled a glass of champagne.
I was just like, you know what? That's why I've got a shot here, man. Cheers, man.
No,
do you know what it is?
Yeah.
We can't drink anything because there's no money.
I'm crying.
I'm drinking water.
You're sick. But guys, in case you don't know, in case you've missed it on socials, I don't know where the heck you've been, but we have had to say RIP to our baby BTS podcast.
Oh, baby.
It has been a journey. It's
years.
Been 4 good years. But
four
honestly,
years.
We have loved giving you guys content. And trust me, this is not me saying farewell. I'm now saying hello, hi.
No, yes, this is hello.
My voice is louder. My bass is deeper. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Oh, hallelujah.
We have now rebranded. We are now giving you guys... guys, I can't even explain it. All those things you people have been saying in the comments.
Yes.
When will you give us another episode? When will you give up?
Now is the time.
Now is the time because we are now called the Uncut Podcast.
Round of applause.
Round of applause.
Woo! Guys, it's been a journey.
Give it up for Jesus.
No, it's been a journey.
Shout out to our management for holding
it
down.
Yes, shout out to our management.
It has been a... It's been a
I'm so surprised
wiping
they haven't killed us yet.
Yeah, no, yeah. Legit.
Wiping
legit.
Our tears and solving all the problems.
Honestly,
back to square one.
Dotting the
square
eyes,
one, for
crossing
real.
The T's.
Nah,
literally.
Honestly, it's been a journey.
For real. But honestly, now, when you hear the Uncut Podcast, obviously you can tell this is going to be uncut. This is going to be raw. This is going to be
unfiltered.
Not too unfiltered. You're not too raw.
Not
you know
too
what
raw.
I mean?
We're saving that.
Hey, we're saving that. Because, guys, let me tell you now, this isn't just Monday upload. This isn't just another podcast that you see.
Period.
Yeah?
Do you know what you're reminding me of now? The 90s videos, like the Destiny's Child.
Yeah, I was just saying that. You always tell me that you need me.
Oh, God.
Ashanti.
But no, guys, honestly, this is not another podcast like we normally do where it's just a weekly upload. Like, we have basically come with full force because we basically ask all the things that you guys have wanted.
Yes.
So, who wants to tell these people what they're getting with the Uncut Podcast? Go ahead, Tammy, take it away.
You're getting
this girl has women.
Yeah, but you know, when you put your hand up in class, the teacher actually doesn't pick you. They pick the people. Yeah.
You're the only one with your hand up here.
Yeah, but maybe she's gonna pick you.
That's what I'm saying. My hand wasn't up.
Guys, teachers, they don't pick the ones with their hands up. They pick the one with their hands down. So it's schoolboy error.
It's true.
It's nerve wracking. You know, we need to be real.
Okay. Yeah.
Changing the name is not a small thing.
Yeah. Don't leave them.
Yeah. Don't leave them.
Please. And obviously, we have a good support from our listeners and things like that. But at the same time,
it feels brand new.
Yeah, it feels brand new. I'm a bit anxious.
Yeah.
I'm happy though. Like, I feel like this is going to be the start of like a new chapter. Like,
yeah,
I'm
the start of something new. It feels so right to be here with you. Oh.
Okay. Anyway.
Even the singing is better.
We got a soprano and alto on the bass.
I'm surprised that I even
I'm not hearing her saying, not the alto chair.
Yeah,
she needs to leave that one in the car. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
I gave it flavor.
No, you did well. Those drum lessons really.
You guys actually need to be in the car with us when we're singing.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, fair enough.
Scenes.
But yeah, anyway, Tammy, you're meant to be telling these people what they're meant to be getting with the Uncut podcast. Or should I pass the mic to Sharon?
Please pass the mic.
That's what I thought. So Sharon, you go ahead and tell these people
guys,
what the heck they're getting
with the Uncut podcast. Yeah. You will not just be getting the regular stuff that you were getting with BTS, which, as Beatrice was saying, was weekly uploads on a Monday, sporadic lives here and there. With Uncut, this is gonna be structured.
Hey!
You're gonna get an upload on Monday.
That's right.
And then for the people who are paying extra $3.99, say hello to Patreon!
Woo!
I'm crying.
Yes. You know me my drama.
Come on, man. We come on, private school. A star only. Period.
But yes, you will be getting an extra upload every single Wednesday on Patreon.
Yes.
And for the people who are subscribing now, in fact, I know our listeners, some people, they haven't even waited for this episode to drop. They've already gone to go and find Patreon and they're paying.
Do you understand? They've already read the description box.
Yeah. They have already read the description box. Yeah. And they will have seen that there are already four exclusive episodes that we pre-recorded already there for you.
Yes.
So you don't even have to wait till Wednesday.
Yeah.
There's four for you to catch up on.
Go there quickly.
Go quickly.
Go quickly.
Before we change our mind.
Literally. Before we pull the plug.
Yeah, facts. Because on Wednesday, there'll be a new one as well. So you want to make sure you're up to date before that Wednesday upload. So go ahead. Head over to Patreon and find us. That is Uncut Podcast on Patreon. And guys, it's in for
£3.99.
How much is that?
That is so
cheap.
How
much is money?
How much is money? It's nothing. Balling. Hey. Premium or nothing.
Oh my gosh, I'm crying. All those people that have been shouting, I'm earning 100K. Drop it!
Yeah, no, honestly.
Drop it!
What was I going to say? No, but guys, in this cost of living, what can you even buy for free?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you get
my coffee is more than
Patreon.
That.
No,
other than our Patreon.
There's nothing else.
What else can you get for free?
You can't get coffee. You can't get tea.
Nothing.
You can't even get green tea.
Even hot water.
They're charging for that now.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not free.
It is well indeed. But yeah, guys, honestly, make sure you guys head over to Patreon. Find us there. Give us your £3.99 a month. Because guys, this lighting that you see is not free. This content that you see is not free. We need your support. We need your love. But also, we're giving you guys stuff that is worth it because it's not only just the weekly episode on Wednesday that we will give you guys. Trust me when I say, next week, we're going to be announcing something juicy, something sensational. Yeah. And it's only the Patreon people that are going to have early access.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that
early access now, baby. Man, because what? Listen, that's the reason why our Patreon, you'll see, is called Backstage because, listen, you're going to be behind this. You're going to be backstage of the Uncut podcast, getting all that exclusive, getting all that early access.
That's good.
And also, you people see, sometimes our DMs are crazy because people be sending us dilemmas left, right, and center. But those people on Patreon get exclusive access to be sending dilemmas for the main episode. Y'all know
Beatrice
some
is
of
the
you
main
guys
character.
Have been sending the same dilemma five times, saying urgent.
Yeah? I'm only going to be reading out the ones that say they're from Patreon. And I will check the damn email address.
Oh,
you hear me? Yeah? Cool. So...
Please.
No, it's fine.
We still love everybody now, also.
We love them, but we love our Patreon people more, and that's facts. Sorry. Oh. But that's absolute facts because those people are the people that are riding and dying for us. Emma, that's what you call ride or die chick. Ride or die chick. But yeah, no.
Anyway, Shao, we love all of you.
No, we love all of you, but we love the Patreon people more.
Oh, and also meet us in the lounge because on Patreon, you guys will be able to interact with one another
direct.
And also us so that we can have discussions about the things that only you guys have seen.
Facts.
It's and before we get into the episode and go further on, please make sure you're following us on our new socials, which are all going to be down below in the description box. So, you know, get to clicking and follow us.
Literally, man. Follow us on our socials. Follow us everywhere, guys.
And please help us get the word out that we've changed our name. We've rebranded by resharing on stories and stuff.
Yes.
We don't want people to be alarmed, like we just said in the beginning. Ah! I don't know these people. Yes, you do.
Guys, we're nearly at 70K.
Almost there.
I want to see that. I want to see that plaque as soon as possible, man.
100%.
It's been a long time, but yeah.
So we are going straight into it on a new segment called Don't Get Me Started.
Period.
So basically, in this segment, we ask you people on Instagram. If you're not following our Instagram, please click on our Instagram in the description box.
Yeah.
Cool. We ask our Instagram followers, our supporters, a question. And the question this week was, what made you break up with your ex? And God damn, did you people answer this question with vim? As in, it was as if you're taking your GCSE exams for American, your SATs, or what do they call them? Yeah. Your finals. Mate, if you hear the responses to this, so...
I feel like I should have even sent in my own.
Oh.
We'll get there, don't worry.
Don't worry, available on Patreon only.
Oh, this girl, Shah.
Every sentence is going to be available on Patreon.
Because that's exclusive. That's about my life, child.
Okay, yeah, so the question, what made you break up with your ex? We'll start off easy, you know, slow. His lack of ambition and drive for himself and future started to give me the ick.
Yeah, I hear it.
Because no one wants a man with no ambition. That's or a woman.
So bummy.
Like you're just.
But most guys don't care about women's ambitions and that.
You think?
Yeah, some guys really don't care.
They really don't get to find.
They just care about their own.
Yeah, they just care.
Oh, as in like a guy won't even like if the girl is not ambitious,
she won't even be affected.
So what are you doing?
Damn.
Discovered he'd been married for 10 years.
10 years?
Mate.
Wait.
Yes.
That's funny.
Happy Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Decade.
No, happy Jubilee.
I don't even know.
Happy Super Jubilee.
What the heck?
Next one.
Mm.
I found a hidden camera
in
my bedroom. Facing my bed. And he wouldn't let me access the feed.
What?
Sorry, hold on. So that means that girl must not be living with him and then she put he came to her place and put it there.
There's so many
different.
Isn't there one film? No, not film. I was gonna say it's like Scandal.
What?
You know Scandal where Jake had
camera
on Olivia.
Yeah. Have you watched Scandal?
I have, but I don't think I watched that far.
Nah.
I need to rewatch it and finish watching. Because you know, scandals are starting to piss me off. I was just like, why are you always fat? Anyway, that's another story for another day.
Scandal, man.
Cool.
But damn.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm sorry, but that could also be like a criminal. Like, go to the police. Like,
defo.
Yeah.
I was going to say, dude, that reminds me of my birthday.
Oh, which birthday?
Where we had the camera on.
Guys,
that Airbnb, there were so many different
Let me just give a warning. Let me just give a warning first before you start saying guys. Yeah, please, for the love of God, when you go to an Airbnb, scan the place.
Scan the property.
Scan the property.
Look clearly.
Because in fact, if you can get infrared goggles.
No, honestly, to look for any light. Because when I tell you, we were just chilling in the
living room.
And we were looking out to the garden. And we saw
We were not just chilling. We were getting ready.
Yeah. Sorry, we were getting ready.
As in changing our clothes.
Yeah, downstairs. And
just saying.
Yeah, it's true. And I don't know who it was, but someone pointed out the fact that there was a red light coming from the garden.
Yeah, so basically what happened, there was like a shed. I don't know what it is called in the US.
Like an outbuild or something. Like another building.
Yes,
yeah.
But you, like, maybe you're small. Storing broom and bicycle.
Yeah.
So basically another building at the back of the garden. But you know, in the UK, not all houses have like the big gardens like you guys in America have. You could see the shed.
Yeah.
And inside the shed, it was like
a tripod.
Yeah. What? A camera with a red light flashing.
Yeah.
We said, eh?
Yeah, man.
And the Airbnb said, no parties allowed.
Yeah, man.
And it was going to be a party.
But yeah, no, that was actually scary. Because even like were they French doors?
Garden doors, they were
completely
curtains.
They had no curtains.
So you couldn't close it.
That was a story, chat.
Kai!
Yeah.
That was one thing wrong with that place.
Yeah, man.
This one. Let me read the question again.
Okay.
What made you break up with your ex?
Yeah.
He peed himself while at the fair and tried to switch pants with me.
What?
Y'all nasty.
First of all, why can you fit my trouser?
No, that's actually a question. That is actually a question.
Please, who is wearing the pants here? Me
that's
or you?
Crazy.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
There was one girl that I was speaking to recently. I met her like at an event, and she was saying that her ex used to wet the bed.
Like regularly?
Yeah. In his like mid-20s.
He needs to go to a doctor.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like it's like
it must be medical condition.
Because I think I've read or I've seen something where it's like people that are wetting the bed, like maybe it's just started. They might be going through something or something is happening.
Like traumatic.
Yeah, or like they're going through something.
Going through something
like that. She used to sleep on the floor.
Wait, what? Yeah.
That ain't it, y'all.
I need you to hold me.
I'm crying.
I need you to hold me.
You're sick.
Okay, cool. Why did you break up with your ex? Oh, what made you break up with your ex? Took our child to his mistress's house to meet her kids before we were even separated. My daughter told me.
One thing about the kids.
They don't tell the truth.
They're going to tell the true facts.
That is giving Clay.
Oh, from Love is Blind. Yeah.
I'm crying. That's funny.
What made you break up with your ex? He told me. He told me he didn't believe in dinosaurs. And I thought, nah, this is it.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, someone that everything to them is a conspiracy.
Shut up, man.
Talking to me about 5G towers. People are dying in COVID. What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
I was discussing that at work with like some of my colleagues, like looking back, because when you actually think of it, COVID started 4 years ago this month.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
4 years ago, we entered lockdown.
Yeah.
And people were really talking about it's the 5G towers.
Yeah.
The army is coming. They're sending troops.
Yeah.
That COVID is a lie.
Yeah.
No, I didn't want to say the word I want to say, but no.
Damn.
Okay. What made you break up with your ex? I found out he had 5 kids 2 months into the relationship and he lied and said there's only 3 of them. I still left.
So she knew that there were 3, but there were actually 5.
No, she found out he had 5 kids 2 months into the relationship.
Yeah.
But he only told her that he only had... Okay, maybe he actually had 5 and she only knew he had 3.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But she still left.
That's so funny. I'm crying.
5 is a lot. Okay, even 3 is a lot.
What made you break up with your ex? She was secretly having sex with my cousin who was sleeping in my living room on an air mattress. I used to say this at the old show. What lives are you people living?
Nah, that is what?
That is crazy.
No, I'm so bad. And you know, one thing about it, them airbeds, they're going to drop.
By the time you've woken up, you're on the ground. You're on the floor. Yeah. You're going to sleep. Pumpy, pumpy.
You wake up. Your head is on the laminate floor.
You know when you even actually wake up like mid sleep because you have to go and repump.
Hey.
Nah, that ain't it, y'all.
I had a pretty good one when I was at uni though. Because like people, I used to.
Were you sleeping on it in uni?
No, no.
Or when people would come round.
Yeah, like when
I never slept on it.
No, I know. I'm not talking about you guys. When I was in final year, I lived on campus, but like close to the library.
Yeah.
And like my friends would, like if they had an exam and they didn't want to go all the way back to town where they live, they'll stay at mine. And I'd be like, I don't want to share my bed. So not that I don't want to share my bed, but it's like if there's two of you wanting to stay over, like someone's going to have to.
Yeah. Mother of many.
Don't kill me.
What's her name? That girl Teresa. From.
Oh. No.
Game of Thrones.
Dracarys.
That's the thing that she
Khaleesi.
Said. Khaleesi. That's it.
Mother of dragons.
Yeah.
Mother of dragons.
Okay. What made you break up your ex? He would disappear at random. No explanation. Found out he was a hacker for hire for criminals.
Ah.
He was a hacker for hire. That job advert must be crazy.
Can't lie. They must pay a lot though.
Ah.
Can you date someone that's like that?
A hacker?
Like working for criminals.
So you're a criminal.
Okay, you're a criminal, but you know where it's like you're not really involved in that. You're just doing the side of desk work.
No, I couldn't do that. What are you talking about?
You're the side of desk work. You know what I mean?
This is the thing, yeah. This guy, I was in uni. This guy now, yeah. he hacked into something that he shouldn't have hacked into, and now all of a sudden they've got him like
in
Scandal where they're doing like water bath and all that kind of thing. That's where he'll find himself now because he's hacked into one secret agency somewhere in another country.
Yeah, man.
Cool. What made you break up with your ex? He didn't want to come to my mother's funeral because it would be too boring for him.
Excuse me?
You people are wrong.
Sorry?
Ha.
Oh, heartless. You were.
He wasn't my boyfriend, but the fact that he didn't have a passport gave me the ick.
Ah, well. God damn it.
And you know, to the last one to top it all off. What made you break up with your ex?
Oh no.
His boobs were larger than mine.
Whoa!
Sorry, no.
I just said we've been shaming now. This is a fat shaming podcast?
Nah, this is crazy. That's crazy.
No, guys.
For the love of God, No, but for the love of God, I actually even just hooked the babies like an A and B cup because I ain't even got time for anything more, man. That's just crazy. That is just crazy. Bloody hell.
Thank you for coming to Don't Get Me Started.
Nah.
I'm crying. Damn. Nah, honestly, I feel like when it comes to like those type of questions, when you're asking people about their exes and why they've broken up and stuff. Kai!
The stories
are always just like mad.
A wifidi.
Yeah, man. God damn. Let us do better, guys.
Cool. We're moving on to a dilemma.
Yes.
I'd say it's a good dilemma.
Okay.
Cool. Hi, girlies. My American heart is playing tricks with my Trinidadian mind. For the sake of this letter, my name is Raven.
That's a Raven.
It's the future I can see. Cool. Yeah, my name is Raven, 28 years old, first gen Trini American. I've been in a long distance relationship with my boyfriend, Michael, 29 years old, African American. We are separated by 3 hours and we've been dating for 2.5 years. For financial reasons, we see each other once a month. This man knows my heart, my ambitions, and my entire family. He talks about starting a family with me, getting married, building a life with me. These are all incredible things, considering I come from a family where we rented but never owned a home. And my parents seem to always...
Sorry, what the heck has that got to do with it?
I think she's saying that he's always talking about, I want to buy a house, build with you.
And she's basically saying that
her family have always rented, so she's never actually seen, like... You know when people talk about, I'm the first in my family to graduate. I'm the first in my family to have a home. I think some people.
Got you.
Yeah. So, yeah, these are all incredible things, considering I come from a family where we rented but never owned a home. And my parents always seem to be on the brink of divorce.
Oh!
Hmm.
Not always.
He's my first true love and I want to marry him.
Oh.
He just gives me the ick when he asks my opinion.
What?
In my heart, I know he's asking for permission. He asks, how would you feel if I moved in with you? How would you feel if I got a job in the government? He's giving me that he's not sure of himself. He has, in fact, confessed to me that I am too good for him. Is my hard back Caribbean nature blowing my future? Or should he be the man that I want, like my daddy, that creates the plan and tells me later?
It depends on the type of...
Confused.
It depends on the type of...
The reason I chose this dilemma because it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Obviously...
It's a good one.
It's obviously she's happy with where she is. Mm. But you know when someone gives you the ick, like you can't...
I think ick is too strong for what she's describing.
You think?
Yeah. Ick is like, I actually can't stand to be around this person.
Mm. I don't think ick is that though.
No, because you can have an ick and still be in a relationship with that person.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. That's why I'm saying I feel like...
No, you can't be.
But I feel like the reason, the work, the what you're using to describe it is not really an ick.
But you know, like, I feel like you think like...
Ew!
Yeah, but people... But like, people... I think the word ick has now been like...
Yeah, it's not
like, ew, ick. It's like, oh, he's giving me the ick. Like,
yeah,
you know when someone is, oh, he's starting to give me the ick. Like, yeah. You still someone like
me,
them.
Someone can give me the ick and I can be in a relationship with them.
You think?
Yeah, 100%. Not like it's mad, but like, yeah, someone, like, you could do something that could make me
feel like, yeah,
I could do something where I start moving, like, you know when you're out and you start jumping a bit too much because one is on to a song comes on and he might be like, what's going on?
You're giving me the ick.
I'm going to still enjoy myself. Like, let me enjoy my life. Like, that's what I like to do. I like to go and party. But like, cool. You know what I mean? You can have moments like that, unless, as long as it's not constant. But anyway, yeah.
What do you think, Sharon?
About the dilemma?
Yeah.
I think I still, even in light of what you guys said, I still think ick is probably too strong. I think it depends on the type of relationship you want. Like, what I would want is probably what you currently have in terms of somebody who values my opinion and wants to get like my point of view on things. How long did you say they've been together? Two and a half years. Like, yeah, like I feel like he obviously trusts that you have an opinion that holds weight. And I think if you're trying to build with someone as well, like the questions
that he has an opinion because he said, what happens if I'm moving with you? How would you feel if I joined the government? Opinion on what?
I don't know. Just like when I read the dilemma, I was in two minds. I was like, does she mean that he's giving her the ick, as in the question that he's asking are giving the ick, like, oh, how would you feel if I moved in with you?
I think it's just the fact that he even asks, which is why she said that she just wants someone like her dad. Yeah. He doesn't ask, he just does, and then he'll tell you about it later, what he's done. But
I don't want to play devil's advocate, but I just wanted to ask a question.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we've spoken about it before, like, when we want to get married and stuff like that, we want a man to be able to lead. And that's how...
That is what she's saying.
I think that's what she's saying. 100%. I think she's saying that she's having a problem submitting to someone who is just asking all the time for a second opinion.
Something like, oh, how would you feel if...
Maybe she's...
Like, move in with you. Do you not think that he needs to ask that question? Like, no, I'm moving into your space.
I think...
I feel that's even an issue that she's even having.
No, I don't think it's an issue. That's the issue. The issue is
the issue is that he's always asking... He's not... It's like, you know when your parents be like, use your initiative. Like, he's always asking...
Yeah.
For an opinion, which is good.
The examples that she gave, maybe they're bad examples.
Yeah, I think they're just bad examples.
Okay, but hold on. When you say someone's moving in with you, because before she was saying about the fact that he's talking about he wants to have a place together and all that thing,
but clearly they're not there yet.
I think he's just saying, I can't wait to marry you. I can't wait to us. I think he's just like, is the word lamenting?
He's just not fantasizing, but he's just.
That would give me an ick though. If you're the type of man before that's claiming that, oh, we're gonna get our place together, we're gonna own, and then you're doing the flip and saying, how would you feel if it ended up being a situation
that's
where
not
I ended up moving
dilemma,
in with
though,
him? I think both of you are right. I think you could look at it like he's saying, oh, I can't wait to do this and that. But then when it's now time for you to do this and that, you're not asking me,
how would you feel if I moved in with you? After saying before that, we're going to go and get our own place. We're going to go and do this.
And then you're asking if I work for the government. Government. In, no, that doesn't. I swear that's like one of the, not in a rude way, but I think in America they view that as not. Guys, don't correct me if I'm wrong, but that's not.
They shouldn't correct you if you're wrong.
No, they should correct me if I'm wrong, sorry. That's like not a very high paying field, unless I'm wrong.
No, I think I think it's not the actual job. I think it's more it's just the question of like, why are you asking me what you want to do in your career? Why can't you just stand in it and be like, I'm going to work for the government? Why are you asking me?
I don't know,
me?
Man. I don't know. I think it's because of like the way I am, but I don't really see it. I wish she had given a few more examples because I don't really see those two questions as bad. In the first one, right? It was bad. It would be bad if she was saying, like, oh, he's asking me to move in with me, but yet he's telling me that he wants to build. I think what she has just described is, I'm really happy because he has all these future plans for us and I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't like the fact that he's asking me my permission to move in with me. Mm. And I get that why, like, maybe they're not there yet at a point where they could buy together.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to close the gap because they're long distance. So,
sorry, Tam, I'm going to be annoying. Read that sentence again where she said, I got the ick. What is she saying in particular? Because she said something.
Okay, he is my first true love and I want to marry him. He just gives me the ick when he asks my opinion. In my heart, I know he's asking for permission. He asks, how do you feel if I moved in with you? How would you feel if I got a job with the government? It's giving that he's not sure of himself. He has in fact confessed that I am too good for him.
Yeah, so that's not about, oh, I don't want him to live with me. That's just the fact that he's even asking in the first place.
Yeah, I know, because he's doing the opposite of before when he's... Well, in my opinion, I'm thinking, if you're saying before, oh yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. That's a man that's like setting the tone. He's setting the direction. Now you're doing the flip about asking, one, if you want to move in with me, asking me for my opinion on your career in terms of this government stuff. I think it seemed like maybe to her, it's a bit of a contradiction to the things he was saying before, where he's saying, I can actually relate to this dilemma.
Like, in the sense where someone doesn't know, like, what they want to do.
Yeah, that's unattractive.
Like,
I don't mind that, though.
No, as in, not that they don't, because there's a difference between, oh, like, you don't know what you want to do and you're just looking for different stuff. But there's the one where it's like, every single week, you're changing what you want to do.
Yeah.
One minute, you want to be a mathematician. Next minute, you want to be a basketballer. Which just one is
basketball.
It?
Huh? You just want to be a basketball.
Yeah, you want to be a basketball. Then you want to be a cow. Then a cat. Which one is it? And then it's one of those ones where you're not sure of yourself. Like, the fact that he's, oh, I know that you're too good for me. I don't want to hear that.
I hate that sentence.
I don't want to hear that.
Say that.
I don't want to hear that. That's what she's saying. It's giving me the ick.
That would give me the ick.
You're asking, it's like, she's saying that everything, like, you're asking for permission. Like, oh, should I do this? Oh, should I do that?
No, yeah, that would get on my nerves.
Think for yourself, man.
That would get on my nerves. Mm. I don't mind somebody asking my opinion on something. Like, I don't know, say he's like, I don't really know. I can't really
like just surface level things. Like, just asking me, like, there are stuff that I would want someone's opinion. Like, if I'm making like a really big decision and I'm like, oh, like, I just want your advice or like your opinion on this, but ultimately it's my decision. I'm just asking for your opinion.
Do I want people to ask me, do I want a guy to ask me his opinion? I'm trying to even think, because I
would, like, if it's something that is going to affect both of us,
of course, yeah,
then I would want to be asked my opinion on it. Yeah. If it's something where it's like, what's the question?
Maybe
that she
what
even
she
said?
Would have. But those questions are big. Those questions would involve her. No,
that's what I said in the beginning.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that. I don't think that. That's,
I don't know. I think some of the questions that she's given are not.
We need
what
more.
She means. We need more of the questions. That,
we need
but
more
like
context.
Him just being like, is given that he's not sure of himself. He's confessed that I'm too good for him. I don't know.
That's
I can understand why she started to get the ick.
Yeah, that one in particular, you're too good for me, that one would definitely give me some sort of feeling. Yeah.
So what would your advice be to this lady?
I think you
to Raven. That's so Raven.
You should communicate the way you feel about the situation. Like, I feel like maybe the next time he asks you for your opinion, just be like, what do you think? And then he can tell you what he thinks and be like, yeah, like, I agree with that. Like, I don't feel like you need to ask me. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but like, I genuinely feel like you could probably just be a bit like, you don't have to ask me everything. Like, I agree with what you're about to do. Like, that's fine. Like, be like confident in your decisions. Because if you say that you love him, you've been together for 2.5 years, like we keep saying, the streets are cold. Better do all that you can first.
Facts.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I value transparency, and if you're having any doubts about anything, obviously it's not the nicest thing to hear, oh, I think you're better than me or whatever. But if you are feeling a little bit low, like if you're feeling some type of way, I'm the type of person where I'd actually rather know that's what you're feeling rather than you dealing with it internally and then it turning into something else, because now she's aware that this is something that he's like maybe struggling with. Because you know, some guys are just very secretive about the things they struggle with, and I'm like, I would rather you tell me than you just fight to yourself. Obviously, ideally, you just don't want it to be there in the first place.
Yeah.
But if it's gonna be there, I would be the person that I'd want to know that. So I think you sometimes have to think a step back and realize that if this is his nature where he just generally like involves you and stuff, clearly it means that he does value you. And I feel like for us as women, it's sometimes hard to, you can't just, it's not as easy to like pick and choose what you want someone to be transparent with you about. It's either they tell you everything or they're not going to tell you anything at all. So you might be here picking your battles thinking, I don't want to hear this. But then when he starts now hiding all the other things and not start coming to tell you stuff because he's thinking, well, this babe doesn't want to know anything, you're not going to start getting annoyed. So I feel like you have to sometimes pick your battles. Like, personally for me, I don't think this is a battle that is going to result negatively in terms of like his, it doesn't make him, his character bad. It's not bad on him. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not ruining your relationship.
Even the opposite maybe.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So in my opinion, I just feel like nowadays you've just got to pick your battles, and I just don't think that this is worth you considering whether you want to continue the relationship or not. But have a conversation with him anyway and just let him know that, by the way, this is how I feel. However, still, if you still feel a certain type of way and you still feel after like you're not still confident after having a second thought about it, then obviously come and tell me and I'd want to support you. But
I think. And I was gonna say as well, like maybe the reason that you want him to be like your dad is because you maybe only know all the good decisions that your dad has made. Because you could say now that like, no, you don't want him to come to you with anything. You want him to just be like self-assured and just go ahead. But then what happens if he makes a decision on behalf of the two of you and it's the wrong one and he's not consulted you? Or to him, it's the right one, but to you, like it's affected you in a way that he maybe didn't know because he wasn't privy to like that aspect of your life or something. So I think, like Beatrice said, you have to pick your battles. I don't think this is one that is that deep, like in terms of like, should you stay or should you go? Like, I don't think it's that sort of question. Like, I think you just need to communicate.
Yeah, man. Yeah, what about you?
I agree with everything that you guys have said, but at the same time, you know how it is when you get the ick. Like, everything will now start to annoy you. The stuff that were annoying you first, yeah, that'll still annoy you. But then he'll now start doing other things that you now find that is annoying. I'm not saying that you should go and break up with him now and then say that, because obviously he does have really good attributes. But honestly, if you feel like there's some things that you can't shake, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Like, if you feel, if you're not happy and these things keep on irritating you, you don't want to keep being in a relationship where everything he does you find irritating. You yourself, you, like, he will even start to feel a type of way and it might just turn your relationship upside down. But like the girls have said, I think you need to probably voice how you feel and kind of explain to him the kind of man that you want, and if he doesn't change or if he doesn't step up the way that you want him to, then you can maybe think of your exit plan. I don't know, but I think definitely voicing it and communicating with him your concerns and things like that, because it seems like from what you said, He knows your heart, your ambition, your entire family. So clearly he's a good guy. It's just...
Ah, Bizzle, that doesn't qualify. That doesn't qualify anyone to be a good guy. But continue.
No, I'm just saying to her, clearly, like,
she spent a long time listing his good attributes.
The thing is, it's not like he's doing something so wrong. Like, he's cheating, he's lying. Like, I don't know from what she said. These things to someone else might seem like, oh, you should be grateful for the type of guy that you've got. Like, why are you complaining? But I don't know. We can't all have it all.
I was going to say, like, a good way, if you're thinking about, like, how to bring the conversation up, I think a good way maybe to do it would be just to have an honest conversation about, like, maybe, like, a stopgap, like, in your relationship. And you can just ask him, like, how he feels about you and, like, the relationship.
Like a
and
review.
Not a review, but, like, you know, you just
how
have...
How the last 6 months been?
No, not as formal as that, but just kind of, like, I guess, you know, when you guys are just having your pillow talk, just be like, oh, is there anything else that I can be doing for you? Like, I just want to make sure that I'm the best, like, version of myself for you. Like, I want to be the... Do you know what I mean? And then let him, like, not assess, but let him, like, talk a little bit first about the things that he would prefer, like for you to do better. And then that will give you a natural way to be like, oh, this is one area that I think you could improve on. Like, I appreciate the fact that you're coming to me and you asked for my opinion, but 9 times out of 10, I agree with your opinion anyway. So it's good for you to just, like, feel confident that you can do that. Yeah. Like, I trust you. Do you get what I mean? Like, I think the way that you approach men on these topics, you have to be very kind of delicate because we know, like, men and their egos and stuff.
Yeah, you don't want anything to damage his ego. Yeah.
But that was an interesting dilemma.
Yeah, thought so as well.
Okay, so this is the part of the podcast where we do hot gist slash Twitter thread. X threads. And I saw this one on Twitter, and it just made me laugh a little bit. So the original tweet says, do you ever get offended by the type of men that hit on you? Somebody quoted the tweet and said, yes, how dare you?
No, facts. No facts. Guys, let me just...
take it away, Chia.
For those of you that don't know, you can probably tell if you follow me on my socials, that's Beatrice AKN on Instagram. I'm a tall babe.
Tell them your height, Chia.
I'm 5'9".
Okay, on a good day.
On a good day, okay. And
Without heels.
So when I wear heels, I'm like 6'2". Six foot one, right? I promise you, for the love of God. God sees my heart. The men that step to me with full confidence are guys that are short. And when I say short, I'm not talking, my same height or that one is even, we're looking eye to eye. I'm talking about 5'7" and below.
They're looking at your belly button. Damn.
It's peak.
Damn.
It's peak. And the thing is, I'm trying to grab the hem of your garment.
No, but the thing is, I'm not even height shaming, but I'm just like, I just feel like men that are short, they have some sort of...
Do you know why though? Because we live in the UK. Like, genuinely, there aren't very many tall men here.
No, but it's not even just that though. It's the fact that they have the confidence to come to chat to me. Because it's like,
they've got to chat to somebody. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but they can chat. Do you know how many... Do you know... Imagine you're in a setting where, Sharon, me and you were together in the same setting.
Yeah, but you're finer, so they've come to you.
You're sick.
I don't know why you're looking for
you. No. But no, do you know what it reminds me of? Oh, my God. There was one time we went to DLT,
Well, like a DLT in the UK.
Yeah, we went to DLT in the UK. I don't know if you remember. And we were all there. It was when you were there as well. We were all there in the Canary Wharf.
Is that when we had gone out before?
So we went to the Canary Wharf. I can't remember what it was, but there was one guy that just came lurking out of nowhere and then came to Sharon and was basically like, are you Ghanaian or something?
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, the only reason why he went to you is because you were dark skin. I personally think so. The way he
and
was,
short.
And the way he was angling, it was just like, "Are you actually being for real?" Like, I'm telling you, the confidence some guys have, you're thinking, just because I might look friendly, now taken that as a cosign that it's okay to step to me. And I don't know why, but like I said, I still genuinely believe though that shorter guys have some sort of
I don't know, some sort of bravado, some sort of they have some sort of confidence because
they have to, because yeah, otherwise they'll never that. Get any women.
Yeah, they have to lean on that. But the thing is, like I said, there's so many women that are their height that they can chat to, but there's something about them tells them not really, I can, you know, get her.
Because if you think about our group, right? So our group, there's 8 girls. I'm the shortest.
Yeah, but that's not common in a lot of places. I feel like our group is like an anomaly where we have quite a lot of tall women. Most groups
I genuinely don't think so. From down here at 5'3", genuinely, I feel like
Are you not that short?
I'm 5'3".
No, you're not.
I'm 3.5, genuinely. I'm 160 centimetres.
I'm 175.
That's a whole, that's half 176
or something.
Half a really.
I don't know my height, but I'm around bitches' height.
Yeah, so I'm the shortest in my group.
Do you think
by far though? That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
I feel like a lot of women are short.
That's what I feel like as a tall girl.
Like, You're thinking that as a short girl.
I'm thinking that as a tall girl, I feel short all the time.
A lot of girls are average height. Yes. So like a 5'5" or a 5'6".
Yeah, a lot of girls are 5'5".
Yeah, that's the type of guys I'm talking about that are stepping to me. And
5'5"?
No, but I've had guys 5'6", 5'7". 5'6", 5'7". That's what I'm trying to say. How's a guy shorter than Sharon stepping to Sharon?
Yeah, I've had that.
This is peak, man. And listen, I'm not trying to height shame, but it's just the fact that I'm like, I've noticed the confidence. And I feel like out of the majority of guys, like, no, to be fair, as of late, I feel like the guys that have been approaching me have been like taller guys, which has actually been very, very nice, by the way.
It's refreshing.
It's felt very, very good. But like, majority of my history has been based with guys that
I can't even remember the last time someone stepped to you and they were short.
Yeah, no, it's been a while now. But yeah, it's interesting.
My thing is not even height. My thing is even like,
oh dear,
how you are. Because
I don't know if you saw
my Instagram story the other day of like when an uncle from Woolwich is trying to move to you. Like, majority of the time when I'm out, I'm not looking shabby.
That's my
like
pet peeve.
I'm looking well put together.
Yep.
You with your ragga trouser.
Oh, yeah.
It's not hello bit. Sorry?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to? You know kind of, what? You look around like it can't be me.
Sharon.
It can't be.
You know, I've programmed myself. Yeah, any guy that is on, I don't even see them.
Yeah.
Hello, babe, miss. Hey, sister. I'm sorry. I like if you see the way I walk, like
with purpose.
They probably think I'm deaf. Honestly, to God, because I don't even like. You know, sometimes you look back. I don't even react.
No,
like, I don't even.
That's a waste of energy. Yeah, a waste of kilojoules.
Because first of all, majority of the time, if you're talking to me on the road, I'm sorry. It's just a no.
So you don't like it if you're out and a guy like steps to you.
Beatrice has had. Why do I know your whole?
What do you? What
your whole no, day like, and if everything.
If I'm going, I don't know. It's just when you do, from my history, it just never amounts to anything.
I never look good when I'm out. Like.
Wait, hold on. What kind of statement is that?
No, but what I'm trying to say is,
if you're going from point A to point B.
Yes, because if I'm going to point B, I'm in my car. So, like,
that's what I'm saying. So
I'm never on the road looking good. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I'm confused. Why would you never be on the road? Okay, so imagine you've arrived at a party and you're going to the destination.
Yeah, but how long is that? Like a 2-minute walk from my car?
No, I don't mind meeting people at places.
Yeah, that's
I'm
my preference.
I'm just saying, if I'm on my way from A to B, please, just...
Although...
There was one guy on the train.
This time I was wearing a wig. Patreon people will know. But yeah, he was. I think I texted you.
Beatrice, there's nothing I can do.
All I could do is flutter my eyelash. But he didn't say anything. What was I gonna say? Beatrice has had someone move to her while she's in her car driving.
Oh no, that's happened to me. That's happened to me. I was on my way to I was on my way to meet you guys in somewhere in Shoreditch, and one guy like wound down his window, like we were parallel together, and he wound down. He's like, "What's your number?"
Nah, bye.
I gave it though, but you know, never amounted to anything.
For you to be screaming your number through the window. I'm out with a guy as well that stopped me.
But you pulled over.
Yeah, we pulled over. I'm out with him.
Let me just read one more.
Okay.
So the girl said, I'll read the tweet again. Do you ever get offended by the type of men that hit on you? One girl said, no, I get more offended when I see the type of other women they're hitting on because we ain't in the same bracket. Then she goes, that too, when you see their exes, she was like, not gonna lie, I get turned off. Do you know what? I hear it.
I can never. Do you know what it is? It's like, that one is even gone as far as, oh, when I see his exes. It's when you're out and then someone moves to you.
Oh!
And then you now see them moving to
No!
So I'm part of that group.
I'm part of that group. Nah. That's caliber. Where's my exit? Where's my exit? Nah.
Sometimes I even have to go back at home and look at myself. I'm thinking, it's because I was...
You know what it was? It's like, maybe my week was off.
Don't look at
my nose.
What's going on? Maybe it was the end of the night. What the heck?
Nah.
That is so funny.
A violation. We cannot be in the same league.
Nah, at all.
Nah. And why are you moving to someone else?
No, but you know guys do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they
just
do that.
It's just,
oh, can you take her to the corner?
Yeah. Why in front of me?
Like, no.
Like, no decorum.
Nah, man. It reminds me of that dilemma where we got where we were discussing. I showed you guys about the TikTok where the guy did the same date.
Yeah.
When you were like, oh, remember we know that person that got hit the...
Oh. Sure.
Guys just be reusing.
You're not even original.
No originality. Nothing.
You didn't even try. You know when you're in school and someone is copying the same homework. You didn't even try to
remix it. Boy, turn it in would have said 100% plagiarism.
Do you understand?
You know how you said on that episode that you don't think it's bad, like if a guy like does the same date because obviously it works.
Yeah.
But what if you heard him say on a podcast or something like, oh yeah, this is where I take the girls, da, 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 and then he's taking you there as well. Would you feel away?
I ain't dating no podcast guy. Anyway.
Yeah, I ain't dating no.
No, I know. I'm just
actually. Let me not say that. I don't know who's because he's now creating a podcast in the background.
There are some podcast men that I would definitely date.
Hey! Oh really?
Yeah, they're not here though.
I know who you should talk about.
Don't say the name.
They're abroad.
Abroad.
They're abroad.
Boy, oh boy, child. But I'm surprised you guys don't know what I'm talking about when I just said that though.
What?
With the whole like he's on a podcast and he's saying like, oh yeah, I've taken bare people to this place where I take the lady.
What would I think about it? Or, yeah. or are you saying that someone we know has done that?
I'll just tell you off camera.
Ah! Patreon only!
Patreon. No, but I was just asking if you cared, but I guess not. It doesn't matter.
No, what do you mean? No, you can't be on a podcast saying that and then be taking me there.
Okay,
no.
Okay. So then
that's a bit mad. That's a bit mad.
Yeah. But you don't mind if he does it, just as long as it's not like a publicized kind of...
Yeah.
He's saying that, oh, yeah, I've taken five girls here.
You can't be adding to a list. Nah, man. One thing I hate being added to a list.
I hate being added to a list.
Bro.
Woo. Like, you know them discussions where guys will be having, oh, what about that girl that you... Don't mention my name.
Don't mention me.
Don't add me to that list.
I swear to God.
I was even going to say something, but again, let me hold my tongue.
God damn.
Let me get myself in trouble, child.
I'm crying.
Cool. Let's go into Song of the Week.
Let's go to Song of the Week, guys. As you guys know, don't worry. Someone in the comments had the audacity to say, switch out Song of the Week for another dilemma. Excuse me.
You don't know this is my favorite segment.
You must be crazy.
I replied to that person. Yeah. I said, absolutely not. And then I said, this must be Beatrice. I said, it is Tammy. Have a good Monday.
No, literally. Everyone always thinks that it's me. Yeah. When you guys comment on a bit of a bravado in the comments, people think, it's Beatrice.
I just said bravado. Someone messaged. I don't know if they messaged the pod account or my account or I can't remember.
Yeah.
Like, we say things all the time, like taking shots for how many times you do.
I say that a lot. It's not, see, for me, when I engage in a conversation, like, I have to show.
You have to show.
Hate silence.
Yeah.
Like, not hate silence, but I'm just like,
I want you to know I'm listening.
It's my way of being like, okay, I'm here, I'm listening. Please, man, not you people telling me to shut up.
The thing is, I just don't even know that I'm doing it. It's only now that people tell us.
People be like, can you guys stop not doing the hums? I'm like,
I'm sorry, I don't know how to stop.
Do you even have normal conversations? Do you have friends?
Yeah.
Or do you just sit on your home and be watching BTS?
No.
Not even BTS. Hey!
Uncut.
Watching Uncut. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, legit.
Watching an Uncut podcast.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Well, you were watching BTS anyway, so.
Yeah, literally, you were.
There's that.
I'm crying. Cool, anyway, yeah, so song of the week. So as you guys know, we have a playlist. The playlist is available on Spotify and it's available on Apple Music. And every single month,
and it's available on YouTube.
Sorry, and it's available on YouTube. Yes, yes, yes. YouTube as well.
I hope you
people don't want to. They don't want to pay for stuff like that. But so basically, what we're doing is we change up the theme every month. Now, the month of April is dedicated to hip hop / rap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That from is gonna be the globe. Yeah, from across the globe. We ain't specifying where it's got to be based from or whatever. But
yeah,
so that is the genre for this month. I hope you guys enjoyed the last one. I hope you guys enjoyed UK Afro Swing. I've been seeing people tag us.
A lot of people did, especially a lot of the US people.
Yeah, yes. Man, yeah.
Thank you. It's good to know that you guys are listening and enjoying the thing.
Facts.
Patreon people, you guys can suggest the next
theme,
genre.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So, who wants to kickstart with a few songs that we can add to this playlist?
Let's give it to Sharon. She knows it's her favorite.
Okay.
Favorite part of the pod.
Yeah, I already know which artist you're going to add.
First song.
Huh? We'll continue.
You know what I'm going to add?
What artist you're going to add? Go on.
Oh, okay. That's coming. That's coming. First song I'm going to add is Pop It by Frenna.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That has a bit of rap. It's like, it's definitely hip hop.
Have you used that in a reel?
Yeah. No, but.
Or like I have.
We've used it a lot.
I've played it a lot.
We've used it a lot.
I've played it a lot.
I'll never forget the first time I played it for Sharon.
Yeah. Do you know where we were?
Yeah, my car wash.
Yes. I made her rewind it like 3 times. I was like, what is this? You know Shazam lives rent-free on my phone. Like, it's on my drop down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
oh,
next
part of the,
to my, next to my torch boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got it as well, actually.
I use that all the time. Anyway, yeah. Pop It by Frenna is my first one. Then Baby By Me, 50 Cent.
Oh.
And then the artist that Beatrice knows that I'm going to add. Chris Brown featuring Blast. What's it called again? Show It.
Oh, I did think that was awesome.
I think Dave.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, snap. You know, I've just been thinking of, I hadn't even thought about UK. Okay, we'll come back to that later.
Don't worry. Next week, man.
And then lastly, I just want to make sure that it's Show It. Yeah, Show It by Chris Brown featuring Blast. And then the last one I'm going to add is Bedrock.
Young Money.
Yeah.
I can make your bed rock.
Cool. Okay, should I go next?
Yeah, go on.
Guys, I'm going to send £10 to either one of you. If you know, I'm going to give a
hey.
I'm going to give a clue as to the song. And I know Tammy already knows the song. This song makes me cry. I shed tears when I hear this song because of the outro. Guys, think. Rap. That's what I'm going to say. You know me, when I hear that outro.
Do you know what it is? I'm Tammy.
I ain't got a clue.
Can I guess the artist first?
Yes.
Is it Rick Ross?
No. I'm going to give you one more guess.
Give me a clue because.
The clue is the outro is long and it gets me emotional.
I sing it and I'll be.
Should I do one small tune? Come on, Tammy. What's the song called? You're doing me dirty. Diamonds, diamonds, diamonds.
I tweeted about today because someone actually said. Was tweeting about Drake and I was like, I haven't actually listened to a Drake album properly since If You're Reading This Is Too Late and What a Time to Be Alive.
Yeah.
After that, I'm lost.
Yeah, I hear you.
You're doing me dirty.
But that song, guys.
Whoa, Diamonds Dancing.
Fact. For me, that song gets me so emotional. Like, that outro, I haven't even heard from you.
Not a single word from you.
Ungrateful. Huh?
That whole mixtape is just crazy to me.
Absolutely brazy. There was absolutely no way we're starting hip hop and rap, and I was not having that
facts.
As one of the first songs. Are you crazy? How can you even forget?
What?
Don't do that again, man. Don't do that again.
Do you know what it is? we've been too consumed with
Yeah, we forgot about our roots, man. We forgot
what we were riding with.
Facts. Okay.
Can you guess? Okay, now that I've guessed your song, we'll come back to you, yeah?
Ooh.
But guess what song I'm going to pick? We'll go back to you.
Okay, hold on.
And all I'm going to say is, for your clue.
Yeah.
Wireless. 1 year. Snapchat.
I want to say, is it the, can I guess the artist?
Go on.
Young Thug.
Mm-mm.
No, hold on, say it. Hold on, hold on.
Main stage. Wireless.
Oh, 1 year.
It can't be Dre.
What'd you say?
Can't be Dre.
No, it can't be.
Mm-mm.
Hi!
We were, me, you, Ruth, we were shouting.
Eh?
One artist. R.I.P.
Rick Ross!
Come on! But
hold on. Okay. Oh, I don't know whether you're gonna do.
There's two songs I could do, but
okay. I don't know if you're gonna do. I don't know if you're gonna... Okay, hold on.
Then you okay, there's three songs I could do.
You're adding that.
There's three songs I could do.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Oh. Stay. Scheming. Stay scheming.
Come on.
Come on. Sorry, I should know that.
Ah.
I should know that as well. Yeah. We forgot where we came from.
Next week.
Yeah. Fact.
But yeah. Do your.
I also want to add another song. So the other song I'm gonna do is One More Chance, Stay With Me, the Notorious B.I.G. And the song goes, baby, give me one more chance.
Hey,
one more chance.
Is that hip hop?
Yeah.
Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, sorry.
God damn.
Don't do that again. I'm crying. You guys, tell me, I didn't even know.
Yeah. So the first one was, like I said, Rick Ross, Stay Scheming.
I should have known that.
And the other song is Drake and Nicki Minaj, Make Me Proud.
Oh! Wait, I like a feature with a, I like a woman with a future in the past.
Uh-huh. Okay, and I'm going to add one more song.
Uncle Pumpkin Man.
Terror Squad, Lean Back.
Wait, why don't I know that?
Fat Joe. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I say my phone things and fill up my pants and do the rock away. Come on, I lean back. That's a tune, man.
I love hip hop.
Nah, man.
Well, hip hop, you know.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be so,
I don't know what it is now.
It's gonna be a good month. It's gonna be a good month for music, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, make sure you guys, all the songs are gonna be added to the playlist. Like we said, the playlist on YouTube, the playlist on Spotify, and the playlist on Apple Music. God damn, we'll be giving you the stuff, man.
God damn.
Make sure you guys follow the playlist as well, so you guys are up to date when we drop stuff. And yeah, the links to the plays will be in the description from wherever or however you listen to the podcast. But yeah, check it out, man. This is the Uncut Podcast Song of the Week.
And guys, that brings this episode
to an end.
Wow. Uncut Podcast.
Damn, we're officially launched, man.
Yeah, this
don't
is it.
Don't call us by my old name, boy. Because I don't know you.
We won't answer you.
We won't be asking you no more.
But yeah, before we even go, like, do you want to tell them why we changed our name?
I mean, guys, honestly, we just needed a fresh start. Like, obviously, you people already knew, the people that are down riding for us were like, guys, you know, BTS, you got to be careful with the name. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, it's attached to the large Korean pop band, etc. So we already knew once we, you know, started to, like, get the following and stuff, that it was possibly going to be a thing that we would have to explore. And I feel like we're just now at that stage where we're just ready to, like, really give you guys everything you guys deserve. Like, you guys have really shown us a lot of love, and we're now fully, really invested in this. So like I said, this isn't just your weekly episode. Like, we're fully giving you guys, like, an insight into everything about us. Patreon, we're having exclusive conversations, we're having extra episode, extra content. And guys, honestly, we want this to be a community. Like, we want to take our names out of it, make this an actual show, make this an actual production, make this, like, do you know what I mean, high tech stuff. So honestly, from now on, like, this is no joke to us. Like, we love this. This is our baby. We've worked really hard on this. Like I said, it's been a long time coming, and honestly, you're gonna be so shocked with the amount of things that we're gonna be dropping. Bang, 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 bang. It's crazy the things we've got coming up. But yeah, we need a new name to solidify and close out the chapter of BTS. That's how we started. That's how we grew up. And now we've grown. Our parents have said bye to us. We've left the house. And now it's time to be grown. This is grown vibes. Do you know what I mean? So
thank
yeah,
you so
appreciate
much.
It, guys. I love it.
Yeah. And just to close off the episode, please make sure you are following us on all of our socials.
Yeah,
so that is Snapchat.
Yeah.
Guys, please, we're on Snapchat too.
Yes. Yeah,
so. Get on it.
Yeah,
so
man.
Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all of those things will be linked below. And if you are listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, please leave us a 5-star ratings. We
That's
do
right.
not like one. We do not like two,
nope.
three, or four.
Nope.
We like 5 stars.
Damn right.
And for our Spotify listeners, if you are listening on there, there is a question. What did you think about this episode? Please let us know what you think about it. This is a way that you can tell us what we can improve on, what you loved about the episode, or you could either tell us like topics that you want us to talk about and things like that.
Or the Patreon people will get first rights.
Oh, sure. You heard it from her.
Yeah,
and also for our Spotify listeners, please answer the poll. The poll numbers have been down a little bit.
Mm.
I know we can bring them back up. So and bullying works. So please get on it and please answer the poll. And I think that's all we've got time for. Thank you guys so much. Like Beatrice said, this is the Uncut Podcast.
Period.
We are here every single Monday. We are here every single Wednesday on Patreon. Backstage. If you are not backstage with us, you know when you're at a concert, you always want to know what's happening
backstage.
My friend, can you just click that link and see what is going on backstage?
Fast.
4 brand new episodes are live on Patreon. And you know what's even sweet about the episodes of Patreon? So many dilemmas. You people be shouting dilemma.
Hey.
Oh yeah. Be going to the
God,
dilemma. There's so many dilemmas on the first 4 episodes. Please go there. Please let us know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that is it from the Uncut Podcast. So we see you guys in our next video.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.